What's bugging you?
What's wrong with this picture?
I'm really upset about it.
877 W-Sky Talk.
I, for one, am tired of it.
Call now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
We're all over it. Hurricane Milton, now a Cat 4, 155 mile an hour sustained winds, moving east northeast, 12 miles an hour. We're looking at very late Wednesday or early Thursday landfall, most likely just south of Tampa Bay. If anything changes, we'll let you know. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for a segment we call What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Thunder Dave, what's bugging you?
Hey, guys, good morning. What's bugging me is the insurrection that has taken place. And I'm not talking about Jan 6. We know that that's just BS. But the insurrection took place, actually, it started probably back in 2008 or longer ago. But one of their final blows that they gave was when they took Joe out of office, basically. They've been keeping him in the basement. They let him out for ice cream every now and then. Kamala's out on the interview trail now with, you know, select lefty media. So who's running the show? That's where the insurrection took place, and that's how you do it. They did it from inside. It wasn't some violent takeover. They snuck in there and put somebody else in office that was not elected by us, the people.
I would say that if you look into the intelligence community, you may see either a very strong influencing factor there or, you know, a lot of power, shall we say. I'll leave it there for now. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
First, may I please say thank you to both you and Greg for the great hurricane coverage.
Thank you.
What's bugging me is yesterday, Kamala planted a tree in honor of the victims of the Hamas attack, including, assuming the prisoners that we can assume are still alive. First of all, what a useless gesture that was. But it immediately took me back to the Obama years, where a bunch of Nigerian girls, young Nigerian girls, were kidnapped, and Michelle Obama came out with a hashtag and said, "Bring our girls home," as if that hashtag was going to make those terrorists free those young girls. And planting the tree is about as stupid as bring our girls home. It just made me realize how shallow these people are. Everybody stay safe. Thanks.
Yeah, totally missed the mark. But again, par for the course. Good morning, Frank. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Love your show. What's bugging me is that I just turned on the local news to find out where the hurricane is, and they're broadcasting that it's a rumors, false misinformation about FEMA doesn't have any money, and they have plenty of money beyond the $750 that we're going to offer them. And it's just a bunch of lies. It makes me sick to even turn the TV on. But anyway, that bugs me. And also, please, Mark, get a generator this time. Thank you.
It's hard to find the truth on that particular issue. But at the end of the day, look, the government, if they choose to spend money, they're going to spend it, whether it's in the budget or not. That's how they've created a deficit and had a deficit for many years. So, yeah, if they'll find the funding. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with you. They can find the money, right? Whenever they need money to escalate world war, they just come up with it. 94% of the people in this country were against that big $60 billion program, bill to fund Ukraine and Israel wars, to escalate both of those wars, and they did it anyway. The American people were all against it. They did it anyway. They don't care about us.
No. January 20th, that's all going to change, is my prayer. Good morning, Tammy. What's bugging you?
Well, I don't know if you saw anything, but I saw a reel today from Elon Musk that he was trying to get Starlink up to North Carolina when they couldn't get any further by road. They told him they'd come and fly them in with the helicopters, and Buttigieg and FAA told him no. because you had to know who you were going to talk to before you could allow them to have a Starlink communication device for these people that have nothing up there. I am so pissed.
Yeah, it appears if, you know, FEMA, federal government, not prepared for a disaster of this type in that kind of mountainous terrain, et cetera. That's the word coming back. Those guys, those Cajun warriors or whatever, that have saved a lot of people and it's flooded out. What's that?
Cajun Navy,
I'm sorry. And, yeah, they're reporting kind of the same thing. Let's go to Justin. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. What's bugging me is we have a mass migration heading north to escape the hurricane, which, you know, I completely understand. The problem is there's still plenty of time to leave, and you have people running down the right side and the left side of the interstate while there's ambulances trying to get down that same side and state troopers trying to get down that same side to come up on an emergency. These people need to get in the middle, get in line, start acting normal. Just because our government's a bunch of idiots out of control doesn't mean we have to follow suit.
Yeah, there you go. They did legally open the left shoulder yesterday on northbound I-75. I don't know what the status is now. I don't know if that has to do with whether daylight's a factor or not.
We have had folks using it this morning, but we also have that accident, I-75 north at 377 on that shoulder. Mm. So that's causing a bit of a problem there.
All right. Hang in there, my friends. A lot of patience it's going to take to get us through the next couple of days. But stand by. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz, a little closer to the coast than we are. Get a feel for what's going on there. 97.3, The Sky.